Harry White, he has done the form for us at the second Victorian meeting, and it's at Werribee. Seven race program, soft five, showers predicted, scratchings here in the first race. Put a line through the 10, 12, 13, and 15 in race two. Scratchings are clear. Race three, scratchings are also clear. So let's have a look at the first leg of the quaddie with Harry White. Good morning to you, Harry.
Good morning, Gareth.
How do we back a winner there at Werribee in this first leg of the quaddie, restricted 58 over the 1400 metres, and drop the mics, the $3 favourite?
Yeah, look, drop the mic. I doubt gets a better opportunity to get back into the winner's circle than here. He's been really good in all three runs this prep, all in stronger fields. The form through those races has stacked up well. He has the ability to settle forward or back, which I like. I think with even lucky wins, he's my best of the day. Punk Princess, the only danger I can see, has filled the mind of money in her past three runs in similar grade. Should appreciate the 7 furlongs. Foxtrot Mo, resuming for a new stable, has jumped out okay. On best efforts, probably goes in the mix. And Aristobo on a relatively quick backup as next best. 2, 5, 3, 7.
Restricted or yes, restricted 58 over the 1600 metres. Race five on the program. Aphotic is the favourite at $4.20. You got Galaxy Pirate at 9-1. El Santo at $6. Then you've got Stony Vista that's been well supported, and All Tiara's also had a little bit of support there at $5.50 in a open race here for the second leg of the quaddie, Harry.
Yeah, it is open. For that reason, I'm chasing some value. I think back on slightly firmer footing is ideal for Pantera Nera. Held his ground home last start at Kilmore on the heavy going. First up run beforehand was really good. It's worth noting he was backed in from $7 to $4 that day. Where he gets to in running from the wide draw is in the knock. Galaxy Pirate, maiden winner here last start when blinkers went on, screaming out for the mile, could measure up. Aphotic on a quick backup. Having some sort of skin rash last start, but two runs prior to that were good. All Tiara drops back in grade, should be prominent in the run, gets every chance. 7, 1, 2, 6.
All right, then race six over the 2,000 metres, restricted 58. Oh, Marlowe's are scratching the one. Born to Succeed, the three, is also out, along with the 9, Ruby Sunrise, and the 11, Velvet Thunder. The 15 and 17 down the bottom also come out. And Vader is at $4.20, El Shaparo at $5, Gaucho at $5, Gold Ollie is at $6 as well, and Rivi Kez is at $5 here, Harry.
Yeah, the top four on the market. I doubt there's a heap between them. I'm going with Evader. He's a better horse overall than form originally suggests. Drops back significantly in grade. Effort beforehand at Lakeside was quite good in a benchmark 70. Form around her is good. Well, better than anything else, I think, in this race. I think she can settle back or forward. Blinkers come off. We're not a lot between them. 7 on top of 5. Gaucho and Revivi Kens, they look the likely leaders, both front-running types that should be in it for a long way. And El Chaparro has placed in two runs, has market support. 7, 5, 2, 6.
And in the final race, another restricted 58 over the 1100 metres. Scratch 6, 8, 9, 11, 13, and 16. You've got Elmore Lad at $8, the 2. Empress Chariot, the 3 at $8.50. Forever Loud at $9. Porcupine at $10. War Games at $4.20. It's a rare at $7. And I Love Any down the bottom there that gains a start at $6.50 here, Harry.
With War Games, Gareth jumped out really well leading into this. Goes best first up. It does draw wide. You simply need to look at his prior form to think that with even luck, he's the likely winner. Porcupine at a bit of a price in for second. Prior to last start, form was solid. Emperor's Chariot, the old boy, loves racing here. One here, two back. And South Detroit at a price, resuming for a new stable, off a solid jump out, sparks my interest enough to go into the quaddie. 7, 5, 3, 14.
All right, then your best bet, quaddie, and play of the day.
Best race four, number two, Drop the Mic. Value race five, number seven, Pantera Nera. Quaddie, first leg numbers 2 and 5 only. Second leg 1, 2, 6, 7. Third leg 2, 5, 6, 7. Last leg 3, 5, 7, 14. Play of the day, Jack Martin to win the Jockey Challenge at $4.20 looks a fantastic bet.
All right then. You love a jockey's challenge, don't you, Harry?
Yeah, we got Logan McNeil yesterday
You
at
did.
$3.80.
You've had a good couple of weeks, Harry. You've been on fire as always.
Well, let's keep it going.
All right, do you have an opinion at Caulfield?
There's one I like at a price in race three, number 12, The Last Napoleon, and you can get near enough to double figures.
All right, then. We'll have something each way on it as well. Good on you, Harry.